That's the deal. Both are good looking engines. And they both have been known for different swaps, but the K24 or the K series found its way in a whole bunch of other
platforms.
Yeah.
So why do you think the B series hasn't?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I think the K series is a better engine. I mean, series is a better engine. Yeah. Right.
Well, if Honda didn't improve, then, you know, they don't want to go backwards.
Well, arguably, the K-Series, first off, it's got a way bigger bore. So it's going to naturally be able to put out more. And it has more displacement, right? So there's that. It had the same formula that, like, what made the B-Series so successful was the fact that it ran for so long, right? It was, what, it was from, like, 89 to, like, 2000 or something like that, right?
But also
it was in, like, everything.
So, like with the older Hondas and stuff, all I remember when we used to work on them and do stuff with them is like, if you know, there was all the Honda engines, D series, whatever it may be. But if you had a B series and then you had a B series VTEC, like when you had the VTEC, it's when it meant something, you know?
Like, yeah, no, but that's like, but there's no difference. Like think about it. Like how many K24s are there, right? But there's only a couple of ones that are really sought after.
The same thing, TSX and the SI.
Right, so you're talking about like a K24, like what Z3, I think is what it is.
That was my engine. Yeah, that was in the SI.
So then you have there's that, and it's the three lobe one that would have been like in the Integra, not the Integra, idiot, help me,
the TSX? Acura.
Yeah, exactly.
The TSX. Well, yeah. That one had a K24A, I believe.
Was it A3?
Yeah.
Or something like
I
that?
I think so, yeah.
So basically, you run into one of those things where the K24 is just a natural, like it's a better engine. It's got more displacement. It's got, you know, larger bores. It's going to, you know, it's got, you know, the one thing that was arguably the best, I think, about the K-Series is the fact that it had just, like, the heads, they were amazingly, they were able to breathe so much better than its predecessor in the B-Series, right? But there becomes this other thing where I think you have to figure out what's the right one for your goal. Like, I know for me, if I'm building an Integra, right? Not the new one, obviously.
Yeah, like a GC2.
Right. If I'm building an Integra, if I'm building, you know, even an EK that I want to keep in a period correct mode, I want to be serious.
Yeah, I mean, so do I. I mean, personally, I think it looks awesome, but like, does it make you feel like there's lost potential by not doing a K?
I think it depends on what your goal is. Let me put it this way: if you're gonna build a naturally aspirated all motor type setup that you can't afford to not use a K series.
I was gonna say you have to do a K series, though.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to do something turbo,
then you could do B series all day.
All day.
Yeah, that's
they really narrow up when you start to get to.
But you can still go all day with a turbo K series.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But now we're talking. Funny? But don't you think a lot of this has to do, like, I would argue, and I think a lot of people that, like, you know, some of the, like, the B18s and what was
B16s?
It? But the B18 series C.
Okay.
Right. You know the one like. I would argue that some of those
B18C is the GSR engine.
Yeah. And would also have been used in the SI, wouldn't it have?
I think that's the Integra Type R engine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. So what we're talking about here is those cars. They were able to. No, let me start over again. Those engines have now, I'm going to say, increased in value.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No different than what's happened to some of the other JDM stuff, right? Yep. Like you're looking at, you know, I mean, the cost of a 2J, you know, I was joking around, but like I was saying to my friend the other day, you could get a 2J back in the day for like, I remember complaining that it was like $3,500.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and there's people that are like, oh, well, you can get them in the junkyard way cheaper. Yeah, I get that.
But you wish now.
Right. But like now they're fetching like, you know, top dollar. Yeah. And
what are they going for now?
I think it depends.
Is it like 12?
Without a tranny. No, I think without a tranny, $5,000-$6,000 is kind of, you know, what it's at. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the issue is, are we still recording? Oh, all right. Sorry. At the end of the day, I think it's one of those things where when you pick out your build and you decide what you're looking to do. So whether it be, you know, I'm looking to build a car that's going to be more streetable, whatever. That's where your goals come in. Like, I just don't, I, like, neither engine was a slouch.
Right.
Right. But there's definitely improvements in technology in the K series. There is something to me about that B series and seeing like, when there is something striking about, like, still seeing, like, the interiors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just from my own personal experience, I'm like, the older engines like those, when you used to really drive them and push them high RPM and you get that VTEC crossover, like, something you can be going 40 miles an hour, just puts a damn smile on your face. Like, it was so much fun. And
right.
And my car, on my K24, the way they did it was like a new version of VTEC, so you didn't get that typical crossover noise. Okay. Of when VTEC kicks in and you get like that kind of like that echoing, you know, sound. My car didn't have that. It had that like lack of fun factor, but it was just a better performing engine. So like, I don't know, like that's like when true performance versus like a little bit more fun kind of comes into play. Yeah. You know, like I don't know how to explain, but then I drive my friend's H22A on his Prelude, and that thing has like, it's slower, and it had like, I don't know, not a ton of horsepower, but you would drive it, and it has a great gearbox, and it had a beautiful VTEC crossover, and I was like, this is so fun. Like, I could drive it all day.
I think about it, like, from my perspective, like, we had, so back in the day, like, I had a 2G that probably made, like, at the time, you know, 525 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
All-wheel horsepower is a GSX, right?
Yep.
And my other friend had an EG hatch that had an LS VTEC swap in it.
Nice.
And he ran a 60-1, which at the time was a big, big, big turbo for when we were doing this 20 years ago.
Yep.
I remember being... I mean, am I allowed to say things if it's like 20 years ago? Has the statute run out?
I don't know.
All right, so I remember being in Mexico, and we're heading up El Nicolás Road.
Right, right.
And
the famous El Nicolás Road.
That's right. In El Mexico. And I remember, like, you know, we kind of were just at a gentle roll, like we'd just gotten onto the mm-hmm. the street, and like, you know, so I like start hammering it, right? And I like right away just I'm off on them, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, there's no way. And out of nowhere, this dude straight up passes me like I'm standing still.
Right.
And all I remember was the sounds, and he's gone. I mean, gone.
Yeah.
Like, gone in a way where, like, I felt like maybe there's something wrong with my car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't moving anywhere.
Wow.
So I think that there's something magical about that, you know, especially when you turbo some of the original B-Series stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm building an Integra, if I'm building a Type R type thing, if I'm building even a new, like an SI, and I want to have that period correctness,
mm-hmm.
putting a K-Series in it, to me, might as well be an LS swap.
I understand. I do understand that.
Right?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I feel like, you know, everyone, when they talk about K-Series, a lot of people are going to be referring to the K24. I feel like the K20, the original K-Series motor, yeah. is kind of like overlooked a little bit, which was, it came available in the RSX Type S, and it came available in the EP3 Honda Civic.
But don't you think like those, like, I feel like people, and, a lot of guys
and
like
the
8-gen.
And the 8-gen, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys like that engine. I think that engine has gotten pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, because I was always told that, and you see videos of it, of people on the drag strip or whatever it may be, but like, you know, the car, those cars make sub 200 horsepower to the crank, you know, like,
yeah.
they're not very powerful cars, but then tuned up or turboed, whoever it may be, they, you know, on drag strip, you could be making like plus 300 to the wheels, maybe even more than that, on stock internals and stuff like that. And like, they just tell people, like, this engine is bulletproof. Like,
yeah. I mean, I hate that term, bulletproof.
Yeah.
Well, because I think it's such a lie.
At least, yeah, okay.
Bulletproof is a term that people get to use until their stuff blows up, and then they're like, I don't understand what happened. It was bulletproof. No, it wasn't. It was never bulletproof. There is no bulletproof engine. There are some engines that have a high capacity for yielding things. Like, uh-huh. But I remember back in the day, B-Series...
I feel like they mean bulletproof in a sense of just, like, it's just so solid and reliable, even when you do unintended stuff to it.
Right. I get that.
You know.
So now let's look at it from a perspective. All right. So you're building, an EK.
Yep.
You have an EK.
Mm-hmm.
Clean shell.
Yep.
No drivetrain in it.
Okay. Okay. So it would come down to what's my goal. All
right. So what is your goal?
It depends. You want a race car?
What is your goal?
I don't know. Do I want a race car or do I want a show car?
Well, you're gonna do show car. Come on, show car.
No, but I'm not.
I mean, nobody. No, but listen. You know, the days I do not want to see a chromed out B series engine. Period.
Why not?
I'm tired of that because it's garbage.
It's not garbage.
It's garbage.
They're beautiful.
Listen to me. I don't. I am so scorned by the days of fiberglass Supra taillights on Civics and. And all these different things. I don't want that anymore. Don't chrome out your like.
But to the
let's just build like
to the people like myself who haven't had a chance to personally experience that stuff. It would be cool to get it done.
You don't want to experience that fiberglass mess that we went through in the early 2000s.
But why not? That's the kind of stuff that you.
It's a hot
mess. But that's the kind of stuff that we saw that made us be like, oh, I want to do that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, my generation decided that was a good idea.
You could take blame for that, but I mean, it influenced.
I'm not gonna take blame for it because I think that you know. Yeah, but all right. So what kind of car do you build? If you get an EK shell, what kind of car do you build?
I mean, the first thing you would do, obviously.
No, you.
Okay, first thing I would do is assess my budget, and that being said, you know, the B series engines are probably less expensive.
Without getting the one that you want.
Well, I'll take a B16A. That's fine.
Okay.
You know, that's right. It's period correct.
Right.
On the EK. And I don't know. Then, I mean, all motors no not too fun nowadays. So turbo it. Turbo kits aren't that expensive for that engine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a fair amount of parts. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, I feel like I could do it two ways. If I'm trying to build something that is going to be more of a restoration type thing,
mm-hmm.
But like, I don't want to say restoration. Like, I'm not going to restore it to OE specs. Like it's still going to have aftermarket parts. But I mean, if I'm going back to that period correct build where I want to be able to have a lot of power, but I want to be able to kind of capture what that period was like.
To me, you're describing what I would have called probably a show car.
I don't think this is a show car.
But I mean, you know, it's like, it's, you know, it's going to look good.
I mean, okay. But like, I'm not like, it doesn't mean it's going to have a body kit or anything like that. It's going to be a clean shell, right? Like, I think, If I'm building a Honda that's gonna be something I want to drive every day, like, or I want to build something that's specifically for the track, or I really want a lot of power or different things like that, like I easily feel that I would probably go K series, right? But there's more money attached to a K series just because of this, like, you know, some of the swaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are gonna argue and they're gonna say, no, that's not true. You can K swap things so cheap, and I get that whole thing, but. Meanwhile, like if you do it like in an Integra, you still need a swap kit and stuff. It's not like you know throwing a K series and it's just like everything's great.
Right.
But you know, maybe into like an EK, yeah, no problem. So if I have to pick an engine, you know, I think everyday use K series. If I'm going NA, K series. If I'm going
I'm going NA, K series, I also agree with
that. Yeah, I mean, it's got more displacement. It's a better, you know, it's a better engine. But if I'm trying to build something that I feel like I want to own for a long, long, long time, and I want it to be a 2000 Civic Si, you know, if I want to build an Integra, then I want that B series. I want to open up the hood. I want to see those stupid cam gears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely know what you mean.
And so there's something there about opening it up and having, and I think that's why a lot of some of the better B series stuff, the stuff that, you know, like the B18s and stuff like that, B18Cs, that's why I think that they're starting to fetch a real hefty premium. One, because there's obviously less of them, but two, because I think people are trying to capture that. And I don't know if you ever seen Mickey's car from Throttle. He's got a He's got a really nice period correct hatch and such a good looking thing. And he really went period correct on it.
An EK hatch or an EG hatch?
I think it's an EK hatch.
Yeah, sounds right.
I'm trying to remember. But you know, like that to me is the cars that I remember. I mean, like, and I'm a sap for it. Like, I only want like either if I want an SI, I want that blue color. Yep. I don't know what the color is.
Yeah.
If I end up getting you know a hatch or an Integra or whatever, I want either white or yellow. You know, the championship white or the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like and those are type
R colors.
Yeah. Like I want red interior. Like give me all the
now you want red interior.
Yeah. Why? What don't I want red interior on?
For your Z.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Now you're talking about... So what we're just talking about is I've been contemplating... I have always been looking in the background for a set of Nismo... Juke Nismo RS seats because they have... like they're basically the Recaro... I think they're the Sportster.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I don't like about them is that they're black and red.
Yep.
Right. So I my whole thing to Rich was if I got these seats for my Z, I would immediately take the red part off and make them in black.
Cause they're just like inlet panels. Like, yeah.
No, cause they're in the bolster on the RS. The I think, is that right?
I don't know. You know better than I do.
Now, they're in the like the bolster areas on the side or the top of the seat and stuff like that. So that to me is where like I would just, you know, I just want like an all black seat, you know. But
when it comes to a Civic, you'll take a full red interior.
100%.
I love it.
But also, let me put it this way. Yeah. But I think each car is unique, right? But you give me like a white Civic, whatever. I want the red Recaros.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, that to me is like everything I can remember about you know, being younger and like building some of these cars. So, oh man.
Well, I put in the nice steel aluminum, you know, that color of like steel but aluminum shift knob.
Yeah.
Oh man, one of those guys.
Yeah, love them. Right. I mean, yeah. There's so many good Civic things. Anyhow, so I think that at the end of the day, I think we could probably agree the K Series is a better engine, more technology all the way around.
Mm hmm. It's also newer, so it's good to know that they improved.
Yeah.
You know?
But there's something inherently like crazy desirable about having the right B series.
Beyond nostalgia, right? Yeah.
And I think if you're gonna turbo them, I just think that they're so damn close. Like if I'm building one of those cars and I'm gonna turbo it regardless, like period correct. If I can get my hands on a B series, I think I do it just because I keep it period correct and I make similar power.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at a guy like Chris Boersma. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's making a ton of power on his EK, and the truth is, he's elected to stay B series.
Right.
Right. Versus a James Houghton, who when he was running his Integra, was K24 swapped.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two guys that made a lot of power, had very very fast cars using two different generation powertrains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think there are some things that are interesting. Like when you start to look at the technicalities of both engines, the B series, arguably it was always claimed that they had like a better chance at maybe holding a little bit more boost because of the fact that the head studs were closer to the cylinder, so they like when they bolted the cylinder down, it was able to take a little bit more. You know, stress. You mm-hmm. when you started to make more than like 300 horsepower, you ended up sleeving the motors anyway. So right. Both motors had to be sleeved. And in which case, I think the K series does take a little bit of a cake as far as its a little bit of ability to be more indestructible because of the fact that it had more space in that aluminum deck. It gave it more room around the cylinders, so you gave a little bit more like integrity and structure to the block, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, there's no doubt K-Series is whatever. I mean, you're not going to put a B-Series into some of these swaps that are out there.
Right. What do you feel about supercharging? Because, like, I remember there was a decent amount of supercharger kits.
Yeah, it was always the Jackson supercharger kit back in my day.
I think this was, if I remember correctly from mine, which I haven't looked at this in years, but I think it was Kraftwerks or something like that.
Okay.
If that sounds correct, I don't remember. I know they had a supercharger kit. I also know a couple guys who have supercharged F series engines on their S2000s.
Okay.
And like, you know, like how do you feel about that then? Like, you know, I've never heard of anyone supercharging a B series though.
I have. Okay, back in the day, like the only kit, I mean, I'm going really early back in the day, but the only kit that was like, it was Jackson superchargers. Like they were everywhere. Turbo was one of those things that like, it wasn't super popular off the beat.
Right. Especially, I mean, it seemed like with Hondas in particular, too.
It wasn't super popular off the beat, but it was one of those things that, like, ended up being really popular. Like, once people really got the hands on it, I'm telling you, like, some of these cars that had these huge turbos, some of these B-series that had these really big turbos, the car inherently would rev to a million, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had so many friends rev that were revving. They were. They, like, you could, you know, back in the day, like, I remember, like, those cars, they were revving to 9,500. They build heads.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and so all of a sudden your turbo efficiency, you could run a much larger turbo.
Yeah.
So your lag was really there. But man, when those cars hit, something else.
Yeah.
So, all right. So which one wins? B series or K series?
I guess the answer is, you know, in general, widely spread, I think K series is the answer.
Wow.
And I think there's more particular cases where B series could be a quote unquote better choice.
Yeah.
But I think most people, if you're looking for, I think probably K series.
Yeah, we didn't help anybody here.
That'll do it.
I think that like on the surface, K series is just, it's just a better engine, right?
B series,
like,
looks better? Just based on looks.
It's, you know what? I think when you open up the engine of that period, correct, Honda, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think you can, like just looking at the pictures, I don't think you can take away that feeling.
No.
Like, I do think, like, if I opened up this same hood on some of these cars, right? If I made a really sick white with red Recaro interior, you know, the red interior and stuff like that, mm-hmm. EK hatch, and then I was to open up the hood and there was a K series in there with, like, all the plastics on it,
yep.
I think I would be disappointed.
Yeah.
Versus when I open it up, I see those stupid cam gears and, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. So I don't know. I think, listen, so K series may be the better engine, but I think B series is nostalgically the better choice. If you're going to do obviously anything in the nature of swapping it into MR2s or, you know, maybe one day, we're putting it into some of these other cars, putting it into Porsches, like, my boy Nick up in Canada is doing.
Yeah.
Check him out on
K-Series Porsche.
Yeah. If you want to see something dope, go over to Instagram, Tuned by Nick. And he does such cool things. You should see what he did with a 911. He's got a 997 911 with a K24 swap turbo engine, making 650 all day long. Has everything working.
Good way to piss some people off.
Yo, but listen, the car is serious, mm-hmm. serious. Like, you want to see something that's crazy? Like, that's it. Because he figured out a way to get what I can't help myself.
You got people like doubt freaking just.
No, I don't just care. I don't care.
Cringing.
Listen, he figured out a way to work the CAN bus system and get everything set up so that he's got all the gauges work, the AC works, the power steering works,
wow.
all the control systems work on the car. The car drives, idles, like, I mean, just like Porsche intended it to, and it makes more power and is super easy to, or super affordable when you have to swap some parts out.
Off a Honda four-cylinder.
That's Love right. It. So we Love killed it. The game. Go get yourself a 911. Take that stupid engine out and throw in a K24. Said no one that ever bought a 911.
Right.
For the reasons of getting a 911 ever. Anyhow, take care of yourself. Have a good week. We'll be back here next Wednesday.
Bye.